everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our day one recap of NAFQ's 51st annual conference here in Seattle, Washington. Beautiful day out today. We're in this incredible kind of glass enclosed atrium at the convention center here in Seattle, and it's just a gorgeous day out here in Seattle. So wish you guys could be here, but since you're not, we're going to give you a quick little recap of what took place today on the first day of the conference. And we opened up with Dan Berger with his opening remarks, and he focused on four items: vision, strategy, execution, and innovation. Those are four items that credit unions should be focusing on, and he provided some examples of Amazon and Starbucks and how they have leveraged these four items to become the successful companies that they are today. And he said, hey, credit unions can do the same thing. So just a great opening for Dan today. And then we went into the NAFQ Awards, the CEO of the Year, the Credit Union of the Year, the Professional of the Year, and the Volunteer of the Year. And I apologize if I missed one of the awards, but those were the four big awards that they covered today. And congrats to those folks out there who won those. And hopefully we'll be interviewing them tomorrow in day two of our coverage here at NAFQ's 51st annual conference. So congrats to those folks. And we also they also went into the NAFQ Innovation Awards, and the winners this year were CUNA Mutual Group, MasterCard, and Vantiv, who is now WorldPay, I believe, is their company now. So yeah, and we'll be interviewing those folks tomorrow. So stay tuned for those interviews on kind of details on what they offered, what products they offered that were the actual winners. Some great, great stuff out there. And then we had futurist Michael Chong talk about decoding the future to help you foster innovation at your credit union. He gave just tons of examples of the future of what's coming down the turnpike here. With, you know, he talked about blockchain, he talked about chatbot, he talked about so many things. It was a really inspiring talk. So hopefully we'll get to interview him as well and get some details on that. Then we went into the morning breakouts, where we were talking about cybersecurity, the state of member lending, and then how credit unions will look in 2025, and that'll be a really popular one. And that was just the morning. So that's a mouthful in the morning. Then lunchtime, we had these lunchtime presentations right across the way over here, and we have some video of it for you. They're called the Solutions Theater, and we had a few groups up there presenting some topics, one of which was group therapy for your core crisis, and then the other presentation was evolution of human identity in the omni-channel authentication. Try saying that three times fast. But I thought that was a really cool value add for the lunchtime crowd. They got to sit in a theater right over there that they got to sit in and eat their lunch and listen to some folks deliver some really cool content that will help them down the road. And then we got into the afternoon breakout sessions. One that I sat in on was NAFQ's legislative and regulatory update, and I find this very fascinating, and I thought the people in this session found it fascinating as well, because it was standing room only, and we kind of had NAFQ's dream team on stage, led by Carrie Hunt, and they covered a myriad of topics in there, and we will talk with some of the folks that were on that panel tomorrow in some of our interviews to get some details on what they covered. One of the other afternoon breakouts that occurred was another cybersecurity panel. The other breakout was Blueprint for Smarter Marketing. And then the last one was actionable things you and your employees can do to prevent future fraud exposure. And that one was standing room only as well. Actually, all of them that I went out kind of took a peek and took some pictures and stuff, they were all standing room only. So a really engaged crowd here at NAFQ's 51st annual conference here in Seattle. And then we also did, we kind of complemented everything with our CU Broadcast interviews. And we started out the day right by talking with Mission Federal's CIO Gary Devin, and he talked about security in the cloud. And then we were honored to have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt stop by the studio lounge talking about giving us actually an update on the ADA litigation and what's going on in that neck of the woods. And then NAFQ's President CEO Dan Berger stopped by after his opening remarks to just talk about, give us a quick overview of what he talked about. And then also we talked about his recent meeting with NCUA's Chairman Mark McWaters, and then their recent ASAE Advocacy Award, which they're very proud of. So thank Dan Berger again for stopping by and chatting with us. We also had Caltech employees Rich Harris come in and talked about his two-year tenure as NAFCU's chair, what he's learned, how it's helped him become a better leader, and some of the highlights that occurred during his tenure. A really interesting conversation with Rich, and very happy that he stopped by. We also had On Approach's very own Paul Black come by and talk about their central repository for the a central data repository for the industry. I think it's called Caspian, a really cool idea that's really starting to take fire in the industry. So we talked about that in great detail. We also had Filene's Erin Coleman come by and talk about her presentation, Credit Unions in 2025, and what they'll look like. And we also touched on a couple of other topics as well, human trends, and then also payments advancements in our industry. Just a great conversation with Erin. And then also we had Lodestar CEO and founder Jim Paulino come in and talk about how credit unions can leverage automation and their vendors to expand their mortgage business while saving money. Another interesting topic from the folks at Lodestar. And then we had one of our innovation awards, Mark Oppie from Vantiv, now WorldPay, talk about their winning product called Motion Code, and it all has to do with e-ink. And you know that little three-digit number on the back of your card? Well, it actually changes, and it's all due to e-ink and how that helps fight fraud. And I think it's just a no-brainer. So really cool idea from those guys that's being put to work right now today. And then we rounded it out with Andrea Hager from Affinion coming into the studio lounge, talking about one of her breakout sessions called Blueprint for Smarter Marketing. How do we use data to build and implement effective marketing and communication strategies? A great talk and a great way to round out our day here at NAFCU's first day of their 51st annual conference here in Seattle. So that's it, a wrap for day one, and hope you guys stay tuned for more, because we'll have day two tomorrow. So have a good evening.